This episode of the Grand Slam is definitely going to be one of the better ones, I think, in my opinion. And that is just mostly because I've been waiting for this Bryce news to drop for a very long time now. A very, 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 very long time. And I know the whole world, the whole league, has been the Bryce offseason. I know Manny signed the $300 million deal, but this episode, we're going to talk a lot about that deal that went down yesterday, because I think it shocked a lot of people. And this whole offseason has just been defined by speculation. If there was one word that I would want to describe this offseason, I would say speculation. And I say that because there are just rumors flying around every day about something new. And it made no sense why. I had no idea why everyone just comes to believe everything that comes out there. And one day, you know, the Phillies are in the lead. One day, the Padres are in the lead. One day, the GM of the Phillies goes to Vegas and leaves without even seeing Bryce. So, and then the Phillies go out and sign him. It's crazy. It's literally been one of the craziest off seasons I've ever witnessed. No doubt in my mind. But yeah, we're going to get into Bryce a little bit more later. But crazy week we've had here in Tucson. It snowed last Friday. And it's 73 degrees right now, a week later. It's very weird. It's a very, very interesting climate that we have here in the desert. One week it'll snow, the next it'll be bright and sunny. And that's what we've gotten here in Tucson recently, and that's probably what we're going to continue to get going into the spring a little bit more. And speaking of spring training has officially gone down 1 week in. And, you know, spring training is never something to be too, you can't take it too seriously. You really gotta take it with a grain of salt. Because it's nothing that you can use for the whole season, really. I mean, those stats matter to some people, but they really don't matter in the sense of how this player is gonna be over the course of the year. And most likely in spring training, you get most of the veterans only play a few innings. And spring training is used essentially for opportunities for the younger guys to step in and get their shot. And that's what a lot of people like to go down and see. People love watching spring training, including me. And I plan to go down there pretty soon. Hopefully, or go up there to Phoenix. There's, you know, about, I'd say 10 teams, 10 to 12 teams that play up there. And it's always fun. It's always a good time, especially if you're from the West Coast. You can always make that trip. I know me included, but a lot of my friends have done that in the past, and it's always a really fun time. But yeah, so spring break is coming up right now. Today is the last day of school for U of A, at least. I know a lot of the UCs are still going, some state schools. But most, I think all the Arizona schools, so ASU, NAU, and U of A, all have spring break right now. And then a lot of other schools will be later. So I know a lot of kids are going to start heading out of town. I unfortunately have work tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., So I will be leaving a day later. Not too big of a deal. But I'm excited. I will be going to Eugene, Oregon to visit my boy Nate. And I'll be up there for a few days. And I've never been to Oregon, actually, so I'm really pumped. It'll be my first time going. And then I'll be actually going to Albuquerque for the first time, because I just finished watching Breaking Bad, which is a fantastic show. Absolutely fantastic show. And I would highly recommend it. If you've seen a little bit of it, and like me, I watched like a few episodes, and then I just sat down and watched it. It was amazing. It was literally the reason I wanted to, like, go to the city. But, you know, it's pretty close to Tucson, so I'll be going there in the second part of my break. So I'll be trying to get some podcasts. Hopefully, I'll be bringing my microphone with me. So I'm thinking of trying to do a podcast up there. Probably do an Instagram Live wherever I am. Just, you know, new scenery. It's always fun to do stuff, new places. So that'll be fun. That'll be coming up in the next week. And I haven't really been posting much on Instagram recently. So I gotta start. I'll be posting a lot more over break. I've just kind of been swamped in the last couple weeks. Kind of with my schoolwork, and I've had a few tests recently. So that's been kind of keeping me busy. But over spring break, I'll have a lot more time, to be active on social media. And I will be posting, probably a lot where I go in Eugene and Albuquerque. And also I'm going to Santa Fe. So excited for that. Keep a lookout for that. That'll be coming up. First, before we dig deep into Bryce, I got to cover some Pac-12 wins yesterday that were very, very shocking. Very shocking. First of all, our boys from the desert took it home. We won. we beat Oregon State on a tip-in. Okay. Ball gets shot, rebounded by Detrieve, and the clock's ticking down. It's like second and a half, maybe a second. And he literally gets the ball and just puts it right back in, right before the clock. Something you would see in, like, a movie. But it definitely something to make Arizona fans happy, I'll tell you that much. So that's definitely something to kind of, you know, use this momentum going into Oregon. You know, you never know. Something can happen. We've kind of been on a 3-game win streak right now. We beat the Bay schools. And, you know, that brought probably some good momentum, some good confidence for that team going into, this game versus Oregon State. But, you know, Oregon always gives us a hard time. They always do. So I hope we can pull off the dub. That'd be awesome. Especially right before I go there, kind of get some bragging rights. But, you know, that's definitely a good win for Arizona. And I know this season's kind of been a disappointment, but I kind of see it as how the Niners ended, not this season, but last season. It's when Jimmy G came in and he had 7 starts and he won 6-0. He went 6-0, something like that. Kind of view it as that because it's just kind of the way to end strong can potentially build momentum for the next year. And, you know, the Niners had, you know, Jerick McKinnon coming in. He got injured. Jimmy G got injured this year. So, you know, I'm hoping that they can, you know, when they get back, they're healthy. You know, that'll work out. That'll be a fun team to watch, you know, especially with this number 2 pick. You know, we could get Josh Allen, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, literally anyone I'm happy with like that. So I think that it's very similar to that, because Arizona has the number 1 recruiting class, you know, per se. Nico Mannion coming in, Josh Green, Terry Armstrong, Christian Coloco, like, these guys are good. These are 4- and 5-star athletes. And I think Miller says he wants to still, I mean, Miller just got subpoenaed. He's going to be subpoenaed in April, but I don't know. I think if we can get by the end of this season and if we could just kind of coast it out, maybe make a statement in the Pac-12 tourney, who knows? Maybe we could perform well. Sometimes I see sports, all you got to do is get there, then you just perform. Just play your game you know how, that you normally know how to play. So the Giants did it a few years. So, I don't know. Another extremely impressive Pac-12 victory last night was the California Bears. The California Golden Bears with their first win. And guess who it came against? No one that you would ever, ever expect to happen. Washington. The University of Washington just lost to the 6-22 California Golden Bears. What? Washington is ranked 25th in the country. And Cal just beat them? Wow. Wow. That is crazy. I mean, my dad texted me this morning, and he said, hashtag Cal's winning the Pac-12 tourney. And, you know, this point in the Pac-12, the way this year's gone, why not? I mean, why in the world not? Anyone could win that tournament. Anyone. I mean, the Pac-12 has been a disaster this year. A disaster. So, I think it's up for grabs for anyone. I mean, if Washington's losing to Cal, I mean, everyone's marking Washington to, you know, win the Pac-12 tourney. They're the most dominant team, quote-unquote. But, man, they just lost to Cal. And I'm saying that as a Cal fan, as a partial Cal fan. They just lost to Cal. Wow. That is brutal. That's extremely brutal. So, I mean, kudos to that Cal dub right there. Definitely something to keep in mind. I mean, this season's wrapping up. We only have two more games left. We play Oregon, and then we play ASU, and that's it. that's about it. So then we go to the Pac-12 tourney, and then March Madness happens, and then at that point, baseball's underway. Baseball is indeed underway at that point, and let's talk about Bryce now. We're gonna go into a break, but we're gonna start the Bryce combo. So, it broke. It happened, ladies and gentlemen. It worked. He finally signed. Wow. About a week after Machado goes to San Diego, Bryce Harper goes to the Philadelphia Phillies. At the end of his career, Bryce Harper will be recognized as a Philly, not a National. He'll have more of a tenure on the Philadelphia Phillies than he has had on. I mean, people knew that coming in. He wanted 10 or more. He got 13 years. 13 years, folks. For $330 million. $330 million. Roughly $26 million a year. With taxes, it's about $24 million. Oh my god. I mean, let's go back. Let's go back. What up, Pat? How we doing? Glad to have you on. Wondering when you were going to send it. But let's go back a few years, okay? So, Giancarlo Stanton signed. He did not sign with the Yankees. He actually just had his contract picked up by the Yankees. But that, now you good, Pat. You're good. Glad to have you on. So this Giancarlo contract, he actually signed it with the Marlins. He didn't sign it with the Yankees. But people actually forget that Giancarlo Stanton wasn't signed by the Yankees. He was traded. He was traded to the Yankees. All the Yankees did was pick up the rest of that massive contract that was signed in 2014. So, 2014 is 5 years ago, essentially. But, Giancarlo, 5 years ago, right now, he is 29. And in 2014, he was 25. So, this is around the same age that Bryce just signed for. So, that kind of seems like, to me, that is the precedent. That's the range, that's the threshold for those types of guys. For those franchise-changing hitters, it seems like the threshold is 325 for 13. Or 320 for 13. Or 330 for 13. That range of about $10 million seems like that's going to be the range for guys like Giancarlo, for guys like Mike Trout. Mike Trout's in talks of $400 million. 400. Okay? Could you guys believe that? If a player got $400 million, that would be insane. That would crush the internet. Like Kim Kardashian crushed the internet a few years ago. Even more. Dude, if Trout gets six, if $600 million is the threshold for the player like Mike Trout in 2 years, wow. That would be nuts. But, I mean, these are the types of deals that, I mean, we're going to start expecting. I mean, it seems like every year, every offseason, there's always a new top contract or top contract for position, you know? And there just seems like the more money, there's more money that is starting to flow into this league. And now, so when Giancarlo signed that 13-year deal in 2014 for 13 years, he, at the end of that deal in 2027, he's going to be 38 years old. In 2027, Bryce is going to be, you know, not at the end of his, he's going to be about young 30s, you know, and that's not that far away. And one of the craziest things that I saw about Bryce's contract is normally when you sign a deal, you want to have an opt-out. You want to have the ability to leave if something goes wrong. Look what's going on in the NFL in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I mean, two of the greatest players in the league are having independent problems with that team. their own problems. It's not working. Philadelphia, those fans are ruthless. I don't know if any of you guys that are listening that have been to Philadelphia, but when you go to a Phillies game, they are insane. They're insane. They're like the Raiders of the MLB. It's not the place to go with a no opt-out. I mean, my goodness, that is a leap of faith. That's a crazy leap of faith. And I mean, yeah, he did it because he wanted stability. He wanted other free agents to be able to come. And his reasoning is because I want people to know that I'm going to be in Philadelphia. And I want people to know that I'm going to try to win a World Series here. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. Philly's not the place to establish yourself long term like that. I mean, if we're talking about, I wanted the Giants to sign him, but not 13 years. Not 13 years. 10, yeah. Maybe, yeah. If we're offering 10 for 300, yeah. But they actually offered him 12 for 310, which is actually a higher rate each year, but he didn't take it. I mean, the Phillies got Segura, they got Realmuto, they got McCutch, they got Bryce. Those are good additions, but I don't see it getting done. Not long term. I mean, off the season he had last year, it's going to be a really hard place to get. I mean, I know Phillies fans are very static about this right now. You know, this is everything to them. But very soon, if something goes wrong, those fans snap and they start hating you. Fans have thrown, my roommate had told me a few, like, years ago, Phillies fans threw batteries at someone because they were not doing well. And they've thrown beer at their players. It's just not, a great place to go long term. Look at the contract of Ryan Howard. How'd that work out for them after 2008? Yeah. Nice. He's had a real good career. He's like the Dwight Howard of the MLB. Like, just kind of stayed out a little bit long term, had a kind of broke minor league career at the end of his career. But yeah, everyone does love beer, you know, especially Kavanaugh. Dude loves beer. Oh man. But I'm just glad it's over. End of the day. That took too long. That took too long. I mean, Machado even took a long time. But last year's offseason was the wait for JD. We had to wait for two this year. Two! When does that happen? I mean, two premier free agents at the end of February. Sign. Are you kidding me? That's nuts. That's just nuts. I mean, players were getting annoyed. I mean, I think they wanted the money, but teams were just not coming to the agreements that they normally come to at a rate that normally that it goes at. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting going forward, but there are still premier free agents out there. There really are. Dallas Keuchel's still unsigned. I don't get that. I really don't understand how that's possible. Pat, I agree with you. You, me, and Mike Chase are all rooting on the anti-Bryce Harper train right now. I know when the Giants play the Phillies, I hope Mad Bum just comes with his absolute best game and just sends him down, give him a little hat trick, 3 Ks. That'd be nice. That'd be very nice. That'll be fun. But, Dallas Keuchel, still unsigned. Carlos Gonzalez, still unsigned. Craig Kimbrell, still unsigned. You know, these are premier guys. These are guys that could help ball clubs. You know, Marwin Gonzalez was kind of a free agent this year that people have been talking about. He signed with the Twins recently, 2-year deal. And I know there's been some kind of Mike Moustakas re-signed with the Brewers. And you know, these moves are happening, but Keuchel and Kimbrel are still the best guys out there. Those could help teams 100%. Easily. I'm still, you know, I'm looking at a list. I'm trying to find a list that has all these free agents that are still, you know, here we go, still available. We'll see what we got here. But it just shocks me. I mean, Keuchel is a Cy Young winner. Like, he is not even old. He's not even old for a pitcher. Surprises me. Kimbrel, coming off that World Series. I mean, that's, who wouldn't want that right now? I mean, I know the Giants could 100% use it. Why wouldn't they be going out to boost their pen? I mean, it might cost a lot, but they got money now that they're not in it on Bryce. Why not? Go get Kimbrel go get Kimbrel and Keuchel. That'd be awesome. I mean, why not? Adam Jones has been linked to the Giants. Gio Gonzalez is still out there. I mean, these guys are still available. So, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm just going to do some more looking on what we can do for this second segment. I'm going to stop the podcast, and we're going to take a little break, but you're listening to the Grand Slam, and follow us after the break. And welcome back to the Grand Slam here in Tucson, Arizona. Beautiful sunny day, 75 degrees outside. A little bit different than last week's show. It was pretty snowy. A little snowy outside my window, but now it's got the bright sunshine on a cloud. There's probably some clouds in the sky. I just don't really see them. But no, it's been a good week. Spring break's coming up. I'm very excited. Get to go home for a little bit. So Patty will be sending, no doubt. I think there's a full send in the forecast this weekend in Redwood City in San Carlos. So look out for that. But no, that I'm excited to go home. Excited to go to Eugene, Albuquerque. But in the meantime, we got about 20 minutes left on the show. We got some stuff to talk about first. Randy Gregory got some Cowboys stuff. But Randy Gregory was suspended again, indefinitely, I believe. But he broke conditions of his protocol that he had to like follow, cuz he's been suspended multiple times before. And so, on top of that, he actually had some rent problems recently, and is facing eviction. So, that is not good. But, you know, just, this guy keeps getting into issues over and over again. I mean, the Cowboys knew they took a shot on him after the draft, in 2015, but this is fourth suspension. And he violated the league substance abuse policy. So I think details are still coming out about that. But that's just not a good look at all. Not a good look probably when you're still in young part of your career, and potential prime. But he hasn't reached that at all. So the Cowboys are kind of in some turmoil on that, but there is some other news that broke yesterday, that was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. The boy Jason Witten is back. He will not be in the announcing booth this season. He'll be down on the field. And the man wants a Super Bowl, which is, you know, it's a good dream. Aspiration, I think, to have, but he turns 37 in May. 37. Okay? Tom is like 41 years old. And he's been out for a year. And I don't know. He's gonna get cracked. He's gonna get cracked. I would not be surprised if he ends up with CTE. I mean, I'm honestly not even surprised if he has CTE already. There were a couple questionable times this season in that booth that I was like, maybe. Yeah. Witten is, it'll be fun. I mean, it's definitely good for the league, I think, when you have those returns, but it's kind of weird. I mean, like, you have that whole, like, kind of, like, walk-off season, and then, like, 15 seasons, and then, like, he just decides to come back, and it's very random, but we'll see how that comes out. Yeah. Patty, I think you could definitely be looking at a little back-to-back next year. I think that MVP is coming to him. And I think the Chiefs are definitely going to be back. I mean, Tom says he wants to play until he's like, what, 45? So that'll be very interesting to see if he can make that work. But I don't know. I think the Chiefs will definitely be in it. I think they'll make it back to the AFC Championship game. It came down to one situation. It was one play. You know, and those are the ones that eat you. They really eat you. But, you know, that's a part of sports sometimes, I guess. But I think Patty, now that he's got 1-2 years down in his belt, two full years in the league, but one is the guy, you know, and especially with that experience that he has, with his dad being a Major League Baseball player, I just think it always helps that, you know, he knows how to lead. He knows how to lead a team. He's been there, in the locker room. He's seen that locker room presence, and he knows how to be a leader. So I think, you know, as years go on in certain careers of players, and guys like Mahomes are just, they're different. I mean, I think Mahomes is going to like revolutionize this brand of football in the next 10 years in the NFL. I don't see why not. I mean, he came up with those crazy no-look passes that were just out of nowhere this year. I mean, what in the world? I mean, that changed football this year. People didn't even think that was like a possible pass. And he did it. He literally made that a thing. So I think we're going to start seeing more creativity like that. And, you know, Mahomes is going to bring that brand of football to Kansas City going even further. So, I mean, you know, it would be sick if the Chiefs got Le'Veon Bell. I mean, there's no better replacement. There's no better replacement for Kareem Hunt than this name of Le'Veon Bell. I mean, think of that. Think of this team. Patrick Mahomes, Le'Veon Bell, you got Spencer Ware to back up if you ever need him to. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins. That's a dream. I mean, I don't see why not. I really don't. I mean, like, yeah, I think the Raiders could be involved. I think the Eagles can be involved. But I've been hearing that the Colts are not as in the talks anymore as they were months ago. And that's what I was saying before. I was like, why would the Colts even be in this when they have Marlon Mack, who's their future? I mean, Marlon Mack is a great running back. I'm going to stash him early next year in fantasy, 100%. But I don't know. I see no reason for the Colts to go out and spend the money on Le'Veon. But I do see a reason for the Chiefs to. Losing a Kareem Hunt, you want to go out and get a replacement. You want to get better. You would 100% want to get better. So, go spend the money, KC. I would love to see him in Oakland, too. I think he would flourish in Oakland. Either or would be sweet. It would be sweet. But, who knows? I mean, we got the draft coming up still. Trades can happen before that. Signings can happen March 13th. So that's about 2 weeks away. So that'll be a fun show. And when we come back, that will be fun. Wow, Chiefs could definitely afford it, since Kelsey's the only one not on the rookie deal. That's impressive. That's a young team. That's a young developing team in force that can be a force to reckon with going forward in this decade. If they play it like the Warriors played it for the past six seasons, you know, that's a good group to build on. Plus, I think they're getting Dee Ford back. I mean, I feel like they're going to get him back. I see no reason that the Chiefs wouldn't want to completely re-sign him. Same with, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence with the Cowboys. Same deal. These guys are just too premier. But, you know, there are other free agents that are going to be out there. Earl Thomas, one of them. Very interesting for a lot of teams. Wants to stay West, probably Cowboys or Niners. So, let's get that money flowing, John Lynch. I would love to see that. Him and Richard Sherman going against the Seahawks, going against Pete Carroll. Could you imagine that? That would be every Cal Bear fan's dream, or Niner fan's dream, because, that'd be so sweet. That stupid Legion of Boom thing that they had. I hated that. That was so stupid. So annoying. People that, like, liked... Remember when people, like, liked the Seahawks? Like, they just, like, randomly came in. They're just like, oh, yeah, I've been a Seahawks fan. Oh, yeah, I'm really... Yeah, no, stop. Sit down. You just like that they just started to get good and go into the Super Bowl. It was the most annoying thing in high school. But anyway, that Legion of Boom that they, like, put together, Cam and Bobby Wagner and Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas, it was lethal, but it was just so annoying. It was just so annoying. And people, like, thought that they liked the Seahawks, just thought they were so sick. But I'm very excited that this free agency is going to come actually sooner than we think. It's really 2 weeks away. And I think deals are going to start going down that day of. And you know, there's some targets that the Niners have been very much attached to. What's going on, Nate? How we doing? You just caught the last 7 minutes of it. We're talking about some Niners potential free agents, maybe. Maybe thinking Golden Tate is one of them. We need someone that can catch the ball. That's not Aldrick Bourne. And not Pierre Garçon. Thank goodness we're not re-signing him. He was just so bad. I think I would rather have Jason Witten coming out of retirement on my team than re-signing Pierre Garçon. That's how bad. Like, it's just, he did nothing. I think he maybe totaled like 200 yards over three seasons. It's like, nice. That's just a great use of the money. Love it. But the Niners did just tag Robbie Gould, so he'll be coming back to San Francisco. Sowie Bears fans, Yakika is not returning to Chi-Town, but he will be coming back to the Yay. He'll be probably buying a place now. He's got a contract, I think, up to like $5 million, so that'll be nice. But, you know, I Golden Tate would be nice. Obviously, there's been the talks of OBJ. There's been talks of AB, but, you know, just as much as the Bryce talks have been all speculation until yesterday, pretty much all of the free agency has been rumors, speculation. So it's been very interesting so far, because it's been mostly just drama. the OBJ and AB stuff has just been all the talk of the town. And like Joe Flacco, I forgot to talk about this, but Joe Flacco got traded to Denver. So now they got Case Keenum and Joe Flacco. So that's a nice little combo they got. So I don't really know what they were going for, but it's very interesting. But, you know, there are some good free agents out there, like Tevin Coleman, Alex Collins, Ty Montgomery, LeGarrette Blount, TJ Yeldon, Frank Gore, still got some good game in him, Mark Ingram, Jonathan Stewart, Marshawn, Le'Veon, you know, AP, Peyton Barber, Derek Coleman. You know, these guys are good. Michael Crabtree just got released. Devin Funchess, Kevin White, who's had a terrible career, but he maybe could, you know, revitalize that somewhere. It's good, Martin. How are we doing? You know, these guys are, I mean, Demaryius Thomas, free agent, but he just got arrested the other day. So that's not good. Dontrell Inman, he's kind of getting old now, 30 years old. Dante Moncrief still got some good game in him. Kelvin, Dez maybe could come back this year after that injury. So I don't know. Tyler Eifert, you know, Ben Watson's retired. Never mind on it. Jesse James. You know, some decent Mike Iupati going into the guards now. You know, Chance Warmack, Mike Person, Jonathan Cooper, big free agent Jonathan Cooper. It's very interesting. Muhammad Wilkerson from the Packers. I mean, Zach Kerr, Bruce Irvin. Ezekiel Anza, big free agent. Dante Fowler, big free agent, only 25 years old. Trey Flowers, Deion Jordan, Vinny Curry. Some good talent. Some good Ndamukong Suh. That's a big name. Haloti Ngata, Earl Mitchell, Aaron Lynch. I mean, going down, Brian Arakpo. These guys are good. So, it's very interesting. What's going on, Potter? How we doing? So, I'm very excited for this free agency. I think there could be a lot of movement going around. Anthony Barr, too. Big name. Big name Anthony Barr. CJ Mosley could be especially on the move. There's been a lot of talks about him leaving Baltimore. Quan Alexander. I mean, these are big names. Marcus Cooper. Some good talent. Akeem King. Seahawks. I mean, these are... There's a... Landon Collins is probably one of the biggest that he just got released. Earl Thomas, like I said. Haha. Some good kickers out there. Phil Dawson, Matt Bryan, Kai Forbath. Dan Bailey, Stephen Goskowski, Jason Myers, Will Lutz, Janikowski, Robbie Gould, just signed, you know, Kyra Santos. It'll be very interesting end of this free agency. Very, oh man. And Potter, nah, I'm not going to Mexico with the boys. I'm actually going, so first I'm going up to Eugene to see my boy Nate Dogg. That's going to be a very nice time. And then, well, first I'm going back home for like 2 days. So I'll be home until Monday. Then I go to Eugene until Thursday, come home again, and then I'm going to Albuquerque with my mom. Going to be doing the Breaking Bad tour and exploring and going to Santa Fe as well. So it's going to be a good time, but I'm very excited. Anyway, that's pretty much going to be the end of this show today. Before I go, I'd like to thank a couple people. I tried actually going to Headliners last week, but they were closed. I'm still going to shout them out anyway. They're a very, very good haircut company. Nice little barbershop out on 1st and Grant Ave. And, you know, you don't really get good, like, quality haircuts, you know, really. sometimes you just go in and you're just really trying to, you know, get in and out. And the barber doesn't really care. They just do it as quick as they can. It's never really, like, that enjoyable. But these guys are actually really cool. They're dope. So I like to talk about them every time just to, you know, give people a heads up. But, yeah, they're on 1st and Grand Ave. Go check them out. Second is Alien Pros. I'm an ambassador for them on Instagram. So I promote their products. And I haven't posted recently because my boy Mike Chase actually broke the bat that I had the grip on. But I'm going to be getting a new one soon, so I'll be posting some more videos. But, yeah, they're really cool. Go check them out on Instagram at Alien Pros. Got some good grips for tennis rackets, golf clubs, baseball bats, pretty much anything. Martin, of course, got to thank you for coming on this. I really, really appreciate your viewership. You know, pumped. Hopefully I can see you this weekend. I come in Saturday at, like, 12:30, and I'd leave Monday at like 10 in the morning, something like that. So hopefully you're in town this weekend. So you know it. You know we're going to be hitting some dingers this weekend. Alrighty. And just lastly, I told this guy also that I would talk about him on the show, but I was in a lift the other day with my dad, and we were actually coming back from the U of A game, and he picked us up, and his name's Daniel, and he was really awesome Uber driver, or Lyft driver, I'm sorry, and he was just very, very nice, and I was listening. My dad was really interested in, like, what he was doing, so I got his business card. His business is called Gapco Industries. So I told him that I would say that on the show and just to get that out on the airwaves. So go check them out. That's Gapco Industries. So, alrighty. Well, this show is coming to a close. Well, I appreciate everybody tuning in on this hour of the Grand Slam. No show next week because it is spring break. But I will be bringing my microphone with me to Eugene and Albuquerque. So I'll be looking to do some podcasts there. So look at the Instagram. Check for the Instagram Live. Be on the lookout for that. New updates coming soon. And more podcasts will be available at anchor.fm or any other podcast supporting platform. Well, thank you all again. I appreciate it. You all have a great spring break. And thanks for tuning in to the Grand Slam.